This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 68 people, including a baby, have been killed in Gaza. The latest bloodshed comes in a weekend that marks some of the war's deadliest airstrikes. A health ministry spokesman says the toll was likely to rise after the strike on a refugee camp. An AP reporter on the scene watched bodies and wounded being carried into a nearby hospital. Meanwhile, the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 15. As Christmas Eve fell, smoke rose over the besieged territory, while in the West Bank, Bethlehem was hushed, its holiday celebrations called off. With support for Ukraine slipping in Congress, the United States is once again struggling to assert its role in the world. Congress is not expected to return for 2 weeks, while continued aid for Ukraine has nearly been exhausted. Still, congressional leaders are trying to rally members to address global challenges they say are among the most difficult in decades. And one impassioned plea, Senator Michael Bennet called on senators to see the conflict as a defining clash of authoritarianism against democracy, imploring them to consider what it means for Ukrainians to fight on that freezing front line and not know whether we're going to come through with the ammunition. Pope Francis, in a Christmas Eve homily, said that the clash of arms even today prevents Jesus from finding room in the world. He recalled Jesus' birth in a stable in Bethlehem, saying our hearts are in Bethlehem, where the Prince of Peace is once more rejected by the futile logic of war. That's a reference to the war sparked by Hamas' deadly October 7th rampage and hostage-taking in Israel. The pontiff presided over the evening mass, attended by about 6,500 faithful who took their place amid the splendor of St. Peter's Basilica.